This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back again for another edition of PT Talker. Thank you for joining us this week. And our topic today is manipulation in the legislature and how it impacts the physical therapist. Joining me today is Dr. Kenneth Olson, and he is a board-certified physical therapist. You're certified in orthopedic physical therapy. Welcome to our show, Dr. Olson.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, now just tell our listeners a little bit about you're a practicing physical therapist. Where is your clinic?
Yes, I'm in private practice, physical therapist in DeKalb, Illinois, which is basically the north central part of Illinois, about 70 miles west of Chicago. So I'm in a practice with a group of seven or eight other physical therapists, and we have three clinics up in that region of Illinois.
Very good. Great. And how long have you been in private practice then?
I've been in private practice for about 8 or 9 years. I've been a physical therapist for about 20 years.
So. Okay. Now, is it my understanding that you also do research as well, or have been involved in some research?
Yes. I've been involved in a variety of different research projects, mainly as I attained my master's and doctoral degrees. My most recent academic adventure was writing a textbook, which is called Manual Physical Therapy of the Spine. So it's designed for instruction of manipulation for professional physical therapy student programs.
Great, great. And so this is a textbook that students are obviously using that are taking specific courses, but if one of our listeners wanted to get a hold of a book, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, thanks for asking. It's published by Saunders, which is the parent company is Elsevier, is mm-hmm. the publisher. So they could just go to the Elsevier website and look for the book title is Manual Physical Therapy of the Spine.
Okay, by Dr. Olson. And should any of you listeners out there want to do it the easy way, just email to feedback@pttalker.com. I'll be happy to forward that on to Dr. Olson. We'll see if we can get you set up. But now let's get to our topic, because I know that probably some people like me aren't real familiar about what is going on or what seems to be the rub with manipulation and why does the legislature care? Can you kind of give us an overview real quick about our topic today?
Yes. Well, over the last 15 or 20 years, physical therapists have had to deal with legislative challenges to their scope of practice, particularly in the area of manipulation. And it's essentially it's become a bit of a turf war where between the chiropractic profession and the physical therapy profession, where when the Practice Act of Physical Therapists is opened for different legislative initiatives such as direct access, oftentimes the chiropractors will come in, oppose the direct access, and try to negotiate something where they'll drop their opposition to the direct access if we would agree to give up a portion of our scope of practice, particularly in the area of manipulation. So mm-hmm. we've had to kind of combat that state by state as we've worked on other legislative initiatives.
Now, the definition, the true definition of manipulation is in, it, does it differ between chiropractors and physical therapists is how they define it?
That's part of the difficulty in working this out is that within the physical therapy profession, we have definitions, things that are defined in our guide to physical therapist practice, basically stating that manipulation is the whole continuum of skilled passive movements, including the high-velocity thrust techniques. And chiropractic definitions even kind of may vary between chiropractic schools. Mm-hmm. They don't really have a standard definition, but it's particularly those high-velocity thrust techniques that they don't want us to perform. So there is quite a bit of difference in terms of philosophy of treatment that kind of comes out in some of these discussions that we have with the chiropractors.
Yeah. So how successful, are physical therapists still, and I don't know if I'm saying it the right way, are they still doing manipulation?
Yes. physical therapists are doing manipulation. It's an important part of our scope of practice, and we've actually done a lot of the research to show its effectiveness as well. So we have that to hang our hats on. So, you know, and really there's probably two states in the country where they have some restriction on their ability to practice manipulation. That's Washington State and Arkansas. But there have probably been at least 20 or 25 states that have had to defend, you know, these types of challenges in the legislature over the last 15 years.
And so far, except to just in those two states, those challenges have not been successful?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
The physical therapists have been successful in defending our scope of practice.
Yeah. Now, is this an ongoing battle, or are the worst times behind the PT profession?
It comes in waves. I think that it's not really completely going away. I mean, it's sort of it continues to be a state by state issue because each state has their own practice act. So every time physical therapists open the practice act to do something, the chiropractors are right there to provide these types of challenges. So, you know, it seems as though perhaps it's not quite as prevalent as it was 5 or 10 years ago, but it's certainly not going away.
Yeah. Now, if I were let's say a new grad or maybe just been out of PT school for 5 years, and I'm practicing, I'm just going about my business on a day-to-day basis, are there things I should be aware of or things I should be doing to help folks like you that are trying to protect the PT profession?
Oh, yes. The main thing is we need all physical therapists to have some political involvement. It helps if physical therapists can develop a relationship with their local legislators and be a resource to them for other healthcare issues. But then when an issue comes up that's important to your scope of practice, and that you have that relationship where you can comfortably go talk to your legislator and explain your side of the story and hopefully persuade them to vote, you know, in favor of the physical therapy legislative issue. So that's one of the things, is just to kind of develop that relationship, but also to just keep up on the issues by going to, you know, professional meetings and reading the journals and the newsletters and where this information is provided on kind of what the hot topics are that we're dealing with legislatively.
So even, for example, I think you recently spoke to a state chapter in Indiana about this topic, and I think that state is having some special or unique challenges. But it would be important for PTs all over the country to participate in their local chapters in order to know which legislators need to be contacted and educated on physical therapy. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, absolutely. As physical therapists also are not accustomed to donating money to their political action committees, but that's also another way that they could contribute would be to annually just give some money to each state has their own political action committee, and also on a national level, the APTA has one. So there's always a need for more money donations to the political action committees as well to assist in these efforts.
And, you know, we hear about lobbyists all the time in our national media, and really this is the political action committees then would work at lobbying for legislation that would help the physical therapist, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
So there's lobbyists that are working for physical therapists both on the state and the federal level. Many of the federal issues have to do with Medicare reimbursement and things of that nature, and then on the state level it's usually focused more on the Practice Act issues.
Turning just maybe our focus a little bit, and I don't want to catch you too off guard here, but do you have any thoughts on with the new political landscape, and you're a private practitioner, have you heard anything or in your dealings given any thought as to how things might be better or worse for the PT profession with the new president coming in?
Yeah, it's a tough one to say how things are going to all pan out. I think it's being from Illinois and having President-elect Obama from Illinois, I think it's certainly a time of a great optimism that perhaps, you know, there could be some things that could be done to enhance the healthcare environment nationally, but how it's all going to shake down in the end is really very difficult to predict.
Yeah.
I think it's just important to, you know, have a watchful eye in Washington, you know, through the APTA and our Political Action Committee group to just keep us informed of what's going on from day to day.
Yeah. I might just remind our listeners that we did interview Fran Fowler, who actually is a national expert on those kind of things, so you can go back into our archives and get her thoughts. She had some good thoughts on how the political landscape might be helping physical therapy as it regards to balance, testing, and some of those kind of things that PTs will be well-suited for. So, well, very good. What's your outlook for 2009? Are you optimistic about healthcare in general?
Yeah, I am. I'm optimistic that our best days are ahead of us. You know, and I think that you know, one of the things that we really have on our side as physical therapists is just a growing body of research evidence supporting what we do as being effective. And the trick is just communicating that, you know, to the public and to the and to the payers and to the legislature that, you know, that we have these wonderful tools that we can use to treat some very challenging types of conditions like low back pain and neck pain and things that have cost society a great deal.
So, yeah. Well, very good. Well, very good. Well, we've run out of time, as is always the case, unfortunately, but I want to thank you for taking the time, Dr. Olson, to join us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I want to remind everyone, you've been listening to author Dr. Ken Olson. He's written the textbook Manual Physical Therapy of the Spine and spoke to us a little bit today about manipulation in the legislature, a topic that is timely and one that I guess is ongoing. So thank you again for joining us, and I want to thank all of our listeners for listening once again to PT Talker and remind you that previous episodes are available on iTunes. This is Jeff Worrell coming to you from PT Talker. Thanks for joining us.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.